This is an Algoa FM news exclusive.
In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Crystal Wiggle, Arnold de Blanche's girlfriend. Or is she still? I'm not sure. He's been in custody for over a year and things are changing because Crystal is now a state witness. Yes, you heard me. Crystal is now a state witness with her twin sister. Now, Crystal's name literally pops up everywhere in all the affidavits from Kanaswanepoel. And a lot of people have said that she must be involved. She must have known what was going on. But keep in mind, when Vicky was murdered, Arnold and Crystal were both in Johannesburg. This was their alibi, that they weren't even in Gqeberha when Vicky was murdered. So with all of this going on and Arnold and Crystal being in Johannesburg, it was obviously very important to establish that alibi. And another way of doing that was phoning Leonie, Vicky's cousin, who also lives in Gauteng. Here is Leonie explaining how she found out about Vicky's death.
So I got a phone call from Arnold and he said to me, "Cuz, have you seen Vicky?" I said, "No." Then he started phoning me when he was there. I said, "Is Vicky with you?" I said, "No, she's not with me." I said, "Why?" He says, "No, she's missing." I got a phone call from him on the 22nd of October. Oh, I will never forget the day. It was on the 23rd of October. I didn't know where to phone. Oh, I was trying to get hold of Leach. I sent Leach a message. He didn't answer his phone. I sent Leach a message. And I said to him, "Leach, have you heard from Vicky? Is Vicky with you?" And I thought, you know, maybe she's just visiting someone or I don't know. I got a phone call from Vicky's one best friend, which I also know from PE. And then she said, "Have you heard?" I said, "No, what?" She said, "They found a body." On the 23rd of October. Yeah, and it was a day that I ever want to have over.
Now, according to the state, and I will read here what the state says. On 20 October 2021, Ter Blanche sent a message to Wiggle, instructing her to phone the police, telling them that she had received complaints about dogs barking at Vicky's place, requesting them to go and check the house as the deceased hasn't been seen for 2 days. Ter Blanche informed Wiggle, and this is based on the fact that this message was retrieved under the contact of Wiggle, that if they send someone to check the house, they will find the drugs. It's a good time to send someone over as everything will be exposed. Now, Wiggle was in Johannesburg, as I mentioned, at the time, and she then requested her mother to call the police, but no one responded to her complaint. Then on the 21st of October, Wiggle's sister contacted police complaining about domestic violence. She then gained access to the complex under the cover of being an estate agent. She met up with police at the house, but seeing that neither of the parties involved in the so-called domestic violence was present, they refused to enter the house. It was clearly necessary, according to the state, for the police to find the staged scene, as the state calls it. The domestic worker of the Blanche was then sent to the residence to collect clothing for the minor child. It needs to be kept in mind that this lady is not the domestic worker of the deceased. She unlawfully entered the property. Whilst in the house, she took photos and video clips inside the house and then sent it to Ter Blanche. And these photos and video clips were forwarded to the family advocate the next day. Now, Crystal has been extremely vocal on social media, which probably wasn't a very good thing. In our earlier episodes, I talked about all the comments she made on social media, saying, you know, the investigation must run its course. But now that she is a state witness, things have really changed. And Crystal, who can't help herself to comment on social media, made a comment on Algoa FM News' Facebook page on the day we broke the news that she and her sister are now both state witnesses. Crystal posted the following comment, which has since been deleted, and I quote, "I think it's time I speak out. Myself and my sister have been state witnesses since last year. I was not informed immediately thereof. With that being said, the child is still in my care for 2 years, regardless of what happens. I haven't been to court. That is my own personal choice and for my own personal reasons. How is this even news? Why sensationalize something so petty? We are dealing with a woman, a wife, a mother who got murdered, and this is what the media focuses on. Do better." Needless to say, Crystal had to delete that comment. But the next comment is going to blow your mind. This person, whose name I will not mention, said, "Crystal Wiggle, you know, since this all started, I think back to the day where I tried to set you up with a friend of mine." And she mentions the name of the friend. "And you told me," and I quote, "Arnold is my end game. I just have to wait for him to get rid of his wife first. The plan is already in place. It's just a matter of time." Was this the plan you spoke of? Killing his wife so you can live in the lap of luxury? That makes you an accomplice, not a witness. So much for our protest towards women abuse we did together 3 years ago. Hypocrite, that is what you are. After this comment, Crystal deactivated her Facebook account, which she probably should have done ages ago. So when Crystal became a state witness, many people thought that she woke up one day, saw the light, came forward, but no. As Crystal said in her own words, she was always a state witness, but was never informed. So how does that work? Well, I will tell you. It was always State Prosecutor Maria Stunder's plan to rope in Crystal as a witness, as this would just be another solid piece of the puzzle he's completing. Perhaps the state threatened to arrest her, but what I can tell you is that she did not become a witness by choice. Needless to say, Crystal and Arnold have broken up since the news broke of her being a state witness. So if she wants to blame anybody for breaking up her relationship, it's probably safe to blame the state prosecutor and his team. They don't care about collateral damage. They only care about justice for Vicky. And out of the three men arrested for her murder, Arnold has been the one keeping them busy and forcing them to get as many puzzle pieces as possible to ensure not only a conviction, but a long prison sentence. So the collateral damage is that Arnold has now kicked Crystal out of his luxury home in Mill Park, and Vicky's son, whom she cared for over a year, has been taken away from her, and there is a new process unfolding as to who will take care of the child. I've reliably been informed that the child is now with Arnold's adult daughter, Natalie, whom Arnold himself said during his first bail application was not suited to look after him. But here we are. The child is starting high school now and he's not allowed to see Crystal. So another person has been taken out of his life. I know Crystal has gotten some bad publicity throughout this entire ordeal, but you know, this is going to get so much worse for her. If the trial starts and the day she's coming in to testify, she would have to face all the journalists in court, as well as Arnold. Not to mention the fact that she would have to answer tough questions from Stunder and probably even tougher ones from Arnold's defense, who will no doubt try their best to put her in a bad light. This was the man she wanted to marry. He proposed at some point because she had an engagement ring. Now, I recently got a tip-off from someone who told me that Crystal was selling her engagement ring and some other jewelry. And lo and behold, I found it on Facebook Marketplace. Crystal, as mentioned before, has deactivated her Facebook account, so it's actually a friend or a family member in St. Francis who's selling it on her behalf. It is a handcrafted platinum solitaire engagement ring set with 1-carat pear brilliant cut diamond. That is how it's explained. I do not know when they got engaged, but Crystal had the ring valued for insurance purposes on the 28th of October 2021. This was 10 days after Vicky was murdered. The ring was valued at 79,660 rand and is for sale on Facebook Marketplace for a whopping 75,000 rand. But that's not all. She's also selling a pair of handcrafted 18-carat white gold earrings set with 2 pear-shaped aquamarines with 18-carat white gold butterflies, insured for 31,175 rand and assessed in May of 2022 when Arnold was already in custody. It's on Marketplace for 30,000 rand. All I can say is that Crystal's testimony in court will be very interesting. But I've also learned that you can never predict what happens in court. Crystal can say whatever she wants under oath. She's not a 204 witness. Perhaps Crystal was just another naive girlfriend in Arnold's clutches, or she got in way over her head, and State Prosecutor Maria Stunder might have given her a lifeline. If it is true that Arnold wanted to have his co-accused murdered, what's to say that Crystal is not also on his list? In my next episode, I will be talking about Arnold's latest bail application that was unsuccessful and why the state believes he was interfering with witnesses.
That was an Algoa FM news exclusive.